Welcome to K-Drama School. I'm your host, Grace Jung. Hello. Nice to be here. You know, today is Sunday, August 18th, and today is technically Madison's Pride Day. Mm-hmm. They're having their Pride festivities in mid to late August. And the reason why is because Pride Month of June was actually decided during the Clinton administration. And they designated it as June. But before that, Madison, Dane County of Wisconsin, was celebrating Pride Month in August. They were doing it way before they even decided to make the LGBTQIA plus community's Pride Month June. So they do it in August. So I went and hung out with some people at the Pride festivities here in Madison at the park, and it was a really great time. My friend was DJing, and there was a Mariah Carey song. It was Fantasy, and yeah, I danced my fucking ass off. It was excellent. Also, I got like free stuff. Like, they gave me a free bag of chips. They gave me free soda. They gave me free weed. I mean, come on. Like, what's not to love? You know, I will donate $5 for your cause. Of course I will. I did have coffee with somebody who is a bisexual person. And, you know, it was like very obvious from like our meeting that she like was interested in doing something with me. And I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm just not. Like, if I know that it's a connection, then I know. But like, I'm not connected with her in that, on that level. In that way, I had zero interest in hitting that, you know. Not that she's not attractive. She's like super hot. I'm just like, no, your energy is not quite what I'm seeking. And I'm a lot more honest with myself about these things at this age, at this juncture in my life, living in a new city where being, I don't know, like having preferences, it could end up biting you in the ass. It could end up biting me in the ass, I mean. Like, what do you got all these preferences for? You're new. Like, you shouldn't. But no, I'm like, I'm at an age where I have preferences, where I know what I want and what I don't want. So in her instance, I'm like, I know I don't want this. I know this will be, like, volatile and crazy and it'll suck. being selective as we get older is just how it goes. But at the same time, like in my spiritual practice, I'm doing my best to be not so selective, right? Like, if you don't have any preferences, the world is yours because you don't have any fucking preferences. You are as you are. Everything is as it should be and everything is good. So there's that as well. Today, I want to talk about a show called Born Again. It is a K-drama that I saw on Viki, but it is a KBS drama, so it was on public broadcasting, and it was written by Jung Soo-mi and directed by Jin Hyung-wook, who I don't know. I don't know who he is, but it stars some interesting people, Jang Ki-young for one. I love Jang Ki-young. I think he's really hot. I also think he's better at playing psychopaths. And in this show, he is playing a psychopath. I think I've mentioned this on this podcast many times. I was like, I need to see Jang Ki-young play like a psychotic role. He looks like a psychopath. He looks like a fucking killer. He looks like somebody who would go mental. And this show delivers. He is playing a batshit crazy person and he's really good at it. Like, he really fits the bill. And it's amazing. There's Yi Soo-hyuk, who actually looks like somebody I used to know. There's like this actor friend of mine, a queer boy from New York, and they look identical. They are like doppelgangers of each other. But here he is, like this guy, Yi Soo-hyuk. He doesn't really do anything for me. I don't know how else to say it. Like, he doesn't feel like a real person. It's because he was a model, right? Jang Ki-young also. Like, these guys were models before they became actors. So they are good at presenting as beautiful and taking direction and standing in a certain way. Like, they're good at being furniture. But where is your connection to your inner humanity? Where's your connection to your soul? Are you being truthful with every single movement that you make? Like, that, I don't know. That's that shit is missing from both of them. But Chang Yong does play a psycho, and I was like, thank God, I really needed this. Thank you for doing this. The show is terrible. If you're looking for a show that is like quality, that has really great storytelling, that has excellent effects and cinematic quality, No. This is not the show for you. This show is very trashy. It is a makjang, but without the hysteria of it. It's just like a makjang, but like falling flat. It is ludicrous on so many levels. It makes no sense. It is batshit crazy. And that is the fun of it. Like, if you want to get down with the flavor of it, you will enjoy this. If you want to enjoy a piece of shit K-drama, love triangle with absurd qualities in it, absurd storytelling, everything is like falling to shit, this is the show for you. It is highly entertaining for that reason. But if you're looking for like realism, if you're looking for like some kind of uplifting or, you know, transcendental messages, you're not going to get that here. Absolutely not. Or maybe you will. Maybe you will. I don't know. The actress, Jin Se-yeon, she's interesting. I don't know who she is. I haven't seen her in anything that I've seen before. Bridal Mask is a show that she used to be in. Like, this is like an older drama, but she's pretty young. Like, she's only 30 years old. But like, yeah, she's been around for a minute. I haven't seen her in anything. I don't think she's a good actress. I think she's a terrible actress, but I think that's why she fits this bill perfectly, because she sucks. She's not a good performer. The show doesn't ask for high quality performance. This show asks for mediocrity because the show is so terrible. So, like, if you're looking for a train wreck with mediocrity, absurdity, like, what the fuck is this shit? I just want to get high and kick back and watch something ridiculous. This is the one for you. It is interesting how they use whiteness on this show. There's like this white doctor who speaks pretty decent Korean. And I'm just like, why are you on this show? Why is there a white doctor on the show? Now, historically speaking, there were many white doctors, American doctors in Korea. Historically speaking, since the colonial period, like, this was the case. There were many American missionaries who were going to Korea to help out. They were helping out with like leprosy patients. They were helping out during and after the Korean War, but they were there before then too. Like, just, you know, spreading the word of the gospel, you know, being Christians, being charitable. They were doing that from the like early 1900s in Korea. So there is that. Like, it's not like this is absurd, but to see it on television, like, it is like wild. Like, wow, who is this guy? And it's really funny. Like, he's wearing like this crazy hair. And then later there's like another doctor that they encounter, and this doctor has the same color hair. It's like bright, fiery orange, but he's a Korean guy. So I don't know. Like, the show has these like funny kinds of like embedded like production design choices or color choices, or, you know, it's really like the direction that I would credit for this makjang quality, and the writing, absolutely. But yeah, if you want to see just like a hilarious show that is like fucking insane, this is the one for you. And if you always wanted to see Chang Gi-yong play a psychopath like I did, like, girl, like, this is your day. This is your fucking day. I do have 3 shows coming up this week. If you are in the Midwest, you can see me in Chicago on August 23rd and the 24th. On August 23rd, I will be at Den Theater at 7 p.m. I will also be at Zany's, an amazing comedy club. I will be there on the 24th at 11 p.m. And then in Milwaukee, I will be there on Sunday, August 25th, 7 p.m. for the Tonight at the Improv comedy show. I'm really excited to be doing these show dates this week. I am so stoked. So if you're out here in the Midwest, you can come see me out there. Please come through. And if you have not purchased my book, K-Drama School of Pop Culture Inquiry into Why We Love Korean Television, you can do so. It's available as a hardcover, paperback, audiobook, ebook. You can get it at your local library. If your local library doesn't have it, you can ask your librarian to please put state funds into use and order a copy for the library, and you will have access to it. So do what you can to read the book if you enjoy K-dramas as much as I do. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you all next week.